Wisconsin's Paul Ryan rocked the political world on Wednesday when the House Speaker announced he will not seek re-election in November. Ryan has held the seat that covers parts of southeastern Wisconsin for nearly 20 years and plans to finish out his term. He says he is retiring with no regrets. It means the race for the 1st Congressional District is wide open this fall. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, voters, elected officials, and potential candidates weighed in on his legacy and what's next.
Many people awoke to the news that Ryan would be retiring. He made his formal announcement mid-morning and says he made his decision based on what is best for his family. Ryan and his wife, Jana, have three teenagers.
Some of you know my story. My dad died when I was 16, the age my daughter is. And I just don't want to be one of those people looking back at my life thinking I spent more time with my kids when I know if I spend another term, they will only know me as a weekend father.
Ryan dismissed the idea of a blue wave sweeping Wisconsin and the country and says the headwinds facing Republicans in November didn't play a factor in his decision. He says he's proud of his accomplishments.
You realize that you hold the office for just a small part of our history, so you better make the most of it. It's fleeting, and that inspires you to do big things. And on that score, I think we have achieved a heck of a lot.
Ryan didn't talk about his future plans, although some have speculated that he may run for president in 2020. He was a vice presidential candidate in 2012 on a ticket with Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. Shortly after the announcement, accolades started pouring in. President Trump called Ryan a truly good man who will leave a legacy of achievement that nobody can question. Governor Walker thanked Ryan for his deep dedication to Wisconsin and the country. We spoke with a couple of Ryan's constituents at the Drexel Square Shopping Center in Oak Creek. Maurice Benner of Cudahy works as an engineer. He says he voted for Ryan in 2016 and is sad to see him go.
Well, I just wish him luck. He served the government, I think, faithfully for the public, lowering taxes and just being honest and forthright with the people.
But others we talked to are pleased that Ryan is retiring, including warehouse manager James Gibson of Greendale.
Just don't like what he's done with the state or any of the other Republicans in the state, and just really happy to see him gone and would like to see a change.
Gibson says he doesn't think Ryan did much to help people in low-paying jobs. Voters like Gibson likely will have many more choices at the polls this fall than they've had in Ryan's tenure. Christopher Murray teaches political science at Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government. He thinks now that Ryan is out, the race for his seat may see a flurry of candidates who otherwise wouldn't have run.
He, you know, has a history of winning his district quite easily, even in more difficult years for Republican candidates. But now with his retirement, it creates an open seat. And open seats are always more competitive for the party that didn't hold it going into the election.
Before Ryan made his announcement, two Democrats were looking to unseat him, including ironworker Randy Bryce, who announced his candidacy last summer. His campaign says Ryan decided to quit rather than face Randy Bryce and the voters. The other Democrat in the race is Janesville schoolteacher Kathy Myers. She said Paul Ryan is running away from the harm his policies have caused. On the Republican side, Paul Nealon, who threw his hat into the ring last year, said Ryan has a list of accomplishments, but he can improve on them. And three lesser-known candidates have announced their intention to run as Republicans. Primaries will be held in August. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.